welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of April 2nd, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. We want everybody to remember that this coming Tuesday, the library's Tuesdays and Thursday evening hours will be changing. The new hours will be from 9 in the morning to 7 in the evening. So again, beginning on April 4th, this coming Tuesday, Tuesdays and Thursdays, the new hours for the library will be 9 in the morning until 7 o'clock in the evening. With spring finally coming in, we're going to be having some stormy weather. So our safety professionals want to make sure everybody realizes that tornado sirens will be 2 to 3 minute blast in a 10 minute span and will repeat until the warning is over. Also, if you are needing a shelter, the designated storm shelters for Lakin is the basement of the courthouse, and in Deerfield, it is the high school locker rooms, and you need to enter at the northwest door. Remember as well that Kearney County has an emergency alert system. This is to get alerted about emergencies and other important community news by signing up for our emergency alert program. This system enables us to provide you with critical information quickly in a variety of situations, such as severe weather, unexpected road closures, missing persons, and evacuations of buildings or neighborhoods. You will receive time-sensitive messages wherever you specify, such as your home phone or business phones, email address, text messages, and there are other choices. You can go to www.kearneycountykansas.com to sign up for this program. If you have any other additional questions, you can contact Don Robertson at 620-271-4769 or 620-355-6192. This upcoming week for the Deerfield school system, the Saturday that is coming up on the 1st is their prom. So we would like to say to all the students and chaperones, have a fun evening this coming Saturday at your prom. Then starting on Sunday the 2nd, and it will go through the 4th, they have the FCCLA/SLC at Wichita. So that is a 3-day event for the Deerfield School System. Then on Tuesday the 4th, you have a middle school track at Rolla at 11 a.m. Thursday on the 6th, there's high school track at Ingalls at 3 p.m. And on the 8th, they have their ACT exam. Also on the 6th and 7th, Deerfield Elementary School will be accepting applications for new preschool students. The enrollment will take place in the Deerfield Elementary School office on April 6th and 7th between the hours of 8 in the morning and 8 in the evening. If you need to contact somebody to get more information, you can contact Ms. Morgan at 620-426-8301. The students need to be 4 years of age by August 31st of 2017. The Deerfield School System welcomes applicants from around the area, children with special needs and IEPs, children who are migrant and ESL, children who qualify for the state pre-kindergarten program, children who are deemed role model students after screening. Documentation that you will need is a copy of your child's immunization records and physical, copy of your child's birth certificate, and a photo ID of the parent or the guardian. Preschool spots are limited, and daycare may be available. And again, if you need more information, you can contact Ms. Morgan at 620-426-8301. This upcoming week for the Lakin School District, we have on Monday the 3rd, we have high school boys golf at Holcomb at Buffalo Dunes at 9:30 a.m. The NHS banquet is at 6:30 p.m. On Tuesday, there's high school track at Stanton County at 3 p.m., high school softball at Southwestern Heights at 4 p.m., high school baseball at Scott City at 4 p.m. On Wednesday, there's the High Plains High School Art Festival at Stanton County at 9 a.m. Thursday, we have high school softball at Stanton County at 4 p.m. and middle school track at Stanton County beginning at 4 p.m. as well. On Friday the 7th, there's high school boys golf here in Lakin, and it begins at 1 o'clock. And this Saturday is also the ACT testing for Lakin. For the Senior Center for the upcoming week, on Monday the 3rd, they have PATH exercises at 10. On Tuesday, coffee at 8, yoga at 10, and card games at 3:30. On Wednesday, there's coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10. Thursday, there's coffee at 8. At 9:30, there's a KCCA meeting. At 10 o'clock, there's yoga, and 11 o'clock, essential oils. On Friday the 7th, there's coffee at 8, brunch at 9, 10 o'clock is path exercises, and at 1 o'clock, there's bridge club. For the upcoming week for the Lake and Recreation Commission, on Monday the 3rd, there's Pio at 7 p.m. On Tuesday, there's Pio at 5:30 a.m. Wednesday the 5th, they have sewing at 1 p.m. On Thursday, they have Pio at 5:30 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, there's youth soccer at 10 a.m. Other activities for this upcoming week within the Kearney County area. On Sunday the 2nd, there's Prairie View 4-H Club meeting at 7 o'clock at Deerfield. Chantilly 4-H Club meeting at 7 o'clock at the Extension Office. On Monday, the Lake and Housing Authority meeting is at 6 o'clock at the Laughlin Community Building. And People Pleasers 4-H Club meeting will be at the Fair Building. In Deerfield at Monday, there's a fire meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday, there's Masonic Lodge at 7:30, Lake and AA meeting at 8, and in Deerfield, there's Learn and Play time from 2:30 to 3:30 at the Family Learning Center, and the Deerfield City Council meeting is at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday the 5th, the TOPS will be at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and the meeting begins at 8. Susan Sermon will be at noon at the Memorial Building. The Extension Office Board meeting will be at 6:30 at the Extension Office, and the Knights of Columbus will be meeting at 7:30. On Thursday the 6th, they have immunizations at the Kearney County Health Nurse Office from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock in the morning, then again from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a fire meeting at 6:30, Lake and Gun Club at 7, Eastern Star meeting at 7:30, and Lake and AA meeting at 8. Remember that the Kearney County Museum is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you're interested in Kearney County history, be sure to stop by. They'd be glad to see you there. And then on the 8th, the Kearney County Historical Society is having their annual meeting at 6 o'clock at the Veterans Memorial Building. Also on the 7th and 8th, the Trail Piercers Quilt Guild will be having a trunk show, so be sure to stop by and see all the quilts that they've made. And before we leave out, just another reminder that the library will be starting its new Tuesday and Thursday hours this coming Tuesday, the 4th. They will be from 9 in the morning to 7 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And again, we want to wish everybody a happy and pleasant evening this coming Saturday on the 1st to the Deerfield students and the chaperones to have a fun evening at their prom. And everybody else, enjoy the upcoming week with your family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lake and Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.